Teen films are changing with the times, but change isn't always easy. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Michelle Meek, assistant professor in communication studies at Bridgewater State University, reveals a change in how films treat consent.
Teen films in the 1980s routinely depicted boys as treating consent as irrelevant. They harassed girls, spied on them in locker rooms, and used any means possible, including outright deception, to persuade or even coerce girls into sex. In recent years, there has been an obvious shift. As affirmative consent or a yes-means-yes framework has been emphasized culturally, studios and filmmakers have adapted plots and scenes to take consent into account. Teen films now tend to position themselves within consent culture by portraying characters who obtain verbal consent before sexual interactions. At the same time, even contemporary teen films reveal how sexual consent is anything but straightforward. In my recent study, I underscore several contradictory aspects of consent in teen films. For example, youth say yes when they clearly feel no, such as in A Girl Like Grace and Alex Strangelove. They regret their sexual experiences, such as in Lady Bird and Banging Lainey. And they insist on their ability to consent even when it is invalidated due to their age, such as in The Diary of a Teenage Girl and Three Generations. These moments can raise more questions than they answer, such as, do we define consent as what we think and feel, or what we say and do? If teen films are any indication, affirmative consent does not relieve youth from the complex negotiations and emotions embedded in sexual encounters. It has not eliminated unpleasant, regrettable, or even unwanted sexual interactions. While consent culture certainly has provided some of the language during these cinematic moments, teen films offer important clues about how an affirmative consent framework might still fall short for youth, and likely adults.
That was Michelle Meek of Bridgewater State University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.